Com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen, along with Todd Mitchell. Coming to you live and direct today from Washington, D.C. We're actually at the Heritage Foundation. Today we'll be at the U.S. Capitol tomorrow through Thursday with special broadcasts. And remember, if you have questions or comments for any of our guests all week long, check out our Facebook page. Whatever issue you want us to bring on your behalf, let us know. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service will join us in just a moment to talk about her conversation with governors yesterday. The Governor Jack Dalrymple is the chair of the National Governors Association's Natural Resources Committee, and he invited Kathy Nesset to share with other governors her expertise on North Dakota's great oil play. So we're going to talk about that. We also have one of the experts from the Heritage Foundation on the EPA that'll be joining us later this hour. We're going to talk about some of these crazy regulations that have been proposed recently. Senator Heidi Heitkamp announced today that the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy will visit North Dakota this week to hear directly from North Dakotans about policies and proposals impacting the state. She will be in Bismarck on Friday to talk about the future of coal and utilities. And I don't know if she's going to get up to the oil patch, but boy, I'd love to be a fly on the wall if a meeting could be arranged between our next guest, Kathy Nesset, and the head of the EPA, because there's a lot to learn. I know the governor's had the opportunity yesterday to do that, but boy, the EPA needs to as well. Kathy, nice of you to join us. You made it back safely to North Dakota.
I am in North Dakota. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you. So how was yesterday with the governors?
Oh, it was exciting. It was such an honor to be invited to share the information that we have here, what's going on, and tell our story and share it with the rest of the country.
Now, I imagine whenever you do like one of these events anywhere, but especially with policymakers and leaders, in the case of yesterday's meeting, governors, you have to dispel a few myths. What myths are the ones you normally have to take on head on, Kathy?
Well, I usually go through some myth busting, which I think is a good thing to do because I think it keeps the story on track with the facts. But I guess, you know, generally the ones are the real focus, Scott, is fracking. I sometimes talk about the earthquakes. I talk about, you know, people question so many different misconceptions of oil drilling and fracking process. But the conversation kept coming back to fracking. And I sometimes think that we've moved beyond that here in North Dakota, and we understand and we know we can safely do it. But I have found that the rest of the country has not.
Yeah, and one of the reasons it's less controversial in North Dakota is just the sheer amount of distance between the water and the oil, right?
That's it. And it's really that, you know, North Dakotans are pretty well educated. They're pretty savvy. They know what's going on, and they make up their minds, you know, weighing the pluses and minuses. Unfortunately, I don't think the rest of the country has quite the knowledge base that that our North Dakota population does, and there's still what you're referring to, a lot of myths and misconceptions. So it was a great meeting yesterday. Governor Dalrymple runs an absolute fantastic program when he chairs this meeting, and really kept things staying on focus with the good news North Dakota story and sharing, you know, the facts and the what we're really doing here in a good way.
By the way, if you have a question or comment for Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service out of Tioga, North Dakota, give us a call. You can have the opportunity the governors did yesterday to ask her anything at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Shared her expertise with governors yesterday on North Dakota's great oil play. Kathy is a geologist by training and owner of Vanessa Consulting Services that works with many of the oil companies doing business in North Dakota to help them understand what's going on. I'm hearing a lot of buzz lately about the Three Forks Formation, and the Bakken's almost become a household word in the United States these days with the amount of economic promise it's brought to so many people. But the Three Forks more and more seems to be, at least within the industry, the buzz. Why is that, Kathy?
Well, I think we're still learning so much about the Three Forks. I really, you know, different companies still have different ideas on what is truly going to work in the long haul, the long-term oil field. You know, we have to remember that all of this oil is sourced out of the Bakken Shale. So the entire, whether we're talking Bakken or Three Forks, the entire thing is sourced out of the Bakken oil system. So it's that entire system, but each one of the layers seems to be isolated by impermeable shale benches. So that's why we're going deeper and deeper. And just how deep into the Three Forks are those productive reservoirs? That has not been fully understood yet.
Does the technology we use in the Bakken, work just as well in the Three Forks? And I know that you and I have talked many times about just the lightning speed at which this technology is changing. I mean, do we need any different technology to access the oil in the Three Forks that we are using in the Bakken?
For the most part, we're using the same techniques for drilling and extracting. Now, just where they place these laterals and just how they frack them. You know, you hit right on the nail. Is that we continuously keep upping our game. We're getting better and better. I think you're going to see advances even within the Middle Bakken production numbers based on technology that is constantly evolving. And those same techniques are used in the Three Forks formation, but they're probably tweaked just a little bit.
So, is it different oil than the Bakken in the Three Forks?
No, it is not. It is the same crude oil. It is Bakken crude. There may be some characteristics, that change a little bit, but they do within the Bakken as well. As you drill in different areas throughout the Williston Basin, you get slight variations in Bakken crude. So it's not unusual that we would see slight variations in Three Forks crude. But that's more lateral distribution and lateral changes than it is that, as I said, all of this is sourced from the Bakken Shale.
We're chatting with Kathy Nessa today. She was testifying before the Natural Resources Committee of the National Governors Association yesterday. That's a committee that deals with ag, energy, the environment, and natural resources. Governor Jack Dalrymple is the chair of it, but the vice chair is the governor of Connecticut, the governor of Alaska, the governor of California, the governor of Mississippi, Montana, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Wyoming make up that particular committee. What kind of questions did they ask you yesterday? What were the, besides, obviously just in general, the controversies related to fracking, as crazy as they are out there. What other issues came up, Kathy?
Well, I think most of it stayed, to me, kind of surprisingly, on the fracking questions, because my plan was to share with the governors, what I call the three most important parts: the geology, the horizontal drilling, and the fracking. And when we had some questions on just how the wells are drilled, how the wells are fracked, but as I, tried to share some information, the good news of the flaring task force that is put in place by the North Dakota Petroleum Council working with the governor, that was not a hot topic. There were no questions about rail. There were no questions about volatility of crude. There were no questions that, we may, in a more in-depth study, talk about here in North Dakota. I was rather surprised to see all of the questions, or most of the questions, go back to controversies. And governors feel, at least the governors, even you mentioned the governors that were present, but also there were a couple of other governors, Governor Chafee from Rhode Island and Governor Abercrombie from Hawaii. And the Hawaii governor was most concerned that he does not have the knowledge that we spoke about yesterday to arm himself to speak with his constituents about how important this fracking is for the entire country.
Yeah, isn't that something? We had actually a call from a listener because North Dakota is now the happiest place in the U.S., according to the new Gallup survey, and we displaced Hawaii. And this caller from Mandan had just gotten back from Hawaii and said a lot of the folks there were saying, oh, yeah, it's happy there, but don't you guys frack? You know, and was talking about the controversy just from folks on the street in Hawaii about fracking. So governors need information to be able to combat the silliness out there, the flawed science, don't they?
That was exactly their point. And we had Governor Bryan from Mississippi. He was so concerned. And Governor Meade from Wyoming, they were very concerned that they don't really feel that they have this knowledge base. And, you know, I sometimes think, Scott, also, you know, sometimes we're almost to the point where this is every day for us. And I don't in any way, shape, or form want to get complacent about how special this Bakken is, because I think it is just incredible that what we are, you know, living history here in North Dakota. And as when I speak with these different governors and they give the perspective that they don't even understand the basics, they want to learn. They're absolutely asking the questions, and they want to get together and learn more about this Bakken. And I hope we as North Dakotans realize just how incredibly special this is and how involved we are in our national security by drilling this Bakken.
And you're special to help tell that story because it is a game changer. Kathy, thanks so much. Appreciate the time today. More coming up, folks, on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
The program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On Earth. Take that, Hawaii. What does that mean, folks? What's your takeaway from that?
That means they did the survey in July and August. That's what that means.
All year long. All year long. Hundreds of thousands of interviews. Well, not hundreds, 150 or something.
Okay, but does that mean they asked North Dakotans all 12 months of the year?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. But I don't think weather is going to affect North Dakotans being happy. Do you? I mean,
No. I'm not disputing it. I just note the irony of this coming out at this time of the year.
That is a little. It'd
be a little bit more believable if they released it like in August. Hey, we just did a survey. North Dakota's number one. Well, yeah, you bet.
By the way, our thanks to Kathy Nesset, who testified before the National Governors Association, who were at the White House last night for a black tie dinner. In true Kathy form, she just got in a plane and headed home right after her testimony. School the governor's up, and I'm out of here. I'm back to my beautiful Tioga. I don't need Washington, D.C. any longer than 1 second that I have. So she headed back. But the governors are still at the White House. In fact, the president is right now addressing the governors as we speak. We are in Washington, D.C. this week. Actually, I'm here with my North Dakota broadcaster's hat on. I do a little lobbying up on Capitol Hill, but since we're here for that, we thought we'd do the show here as well and broadcast What's on Your Mind today from the Heritage Foundation on Capitol Hill and tomorrow actually from the U.S. Capitol. Is there an issue or a question that we can take direct to lawmakers on your behalf? What do you think they need to hear from the people? Sandra says, I believe you have heard the issues on your page, and now tell them what's on your mind. All right. Daniel says it's time to impeach the president. Bruce says, ask Republican leadership why only a handful of GOP senators bother protesting the unlawful and harmful actions of the Obama administration. John says, why has the public stopped hearing the truth about the Affordable Care Act? And when will Congress, both parties, step up to the plate and make the needed changes or repeal this train wreck? As a physician, I've seen many plans canceled and the alternatives offered too costly. So now those folks are uninsured. It is hurting many families, and we all deserve answers and a plan to fix it. The executive branch will not push for this change, for it's the signature legislation. So now only Congress can. Again, we deserve answers. From a physician. Thank you, John. Sandra says, Scott, talk to healthcare providers and let them tell you what they think. Kevin says, term limits now. Chris says, what are they doing to stop the pen and a phone campaign? It scares the HE double hockey sticks out of me. The pen and a phone campaign. I don't know if I know what that is. Guess I better find out. Derry says, why don't the GOP congressmen stop working against Obama and start working toward a few incidentals we could use, like jobs, the economy, you know, the basics? Well, Derry, good question. I mean, is it possible, you think, for GOP congressmen to work with Obama on anything? One of the issues we talked about with Stephen Moore of the Heritage Foundation, chief number cruncher and economist here, he spent nearly three decades trying to push for tax reform and says, really, if you want to just jumpstart the economy, because if you take energy out of the economy, there is no recovery. All right, as he pointed out. So the economy nationwide, at least, remains stagnant. His point is, do some Reagan-esque-like tax reform, where you really simplify the tax code and unleash the penalizing features of the tax system, and you would see, like you did in the 80s, some incredible injection into the economy where capital would come off the sidelines and actually be invested in things. But this would require the president to acknowledge some people are going to pay less taxes and then therefore hopefully invested in the economy. And it goes at odds, really at odds with everything he believes. So I think that's the challenge there in that. One emailer wants to know how many grams of fat were in the meal served at the White House last night. I don't know. I'll find Jack and Betsy Dalrymple, find out what the menu was, and then maybe we can run that and see if Michelle Obama is, consistent on her quest for healthier meals. It's a good question. We can check into that, can't we, Tom?
I would think so.
work on that.
If they can require those FDA labels for everybody else, then I guess they should have it at the White House, too.
Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Any EPA regulation that concerns you, we have an expert joining us from the Heritage Foundation coming up in a little bit to get you answers. And my big question is, I know all the stupid things being proposed, like banning wood-fired stoves and utopian cafe standards for trucks and dust regulations and all. I mean, just there's more stupid than you can shake a stick at the EPA and the Washington, D.C. What do we do about it? What practically can we do about it? It's one question I have for our guests, but welcome yours as well for the EPA guest here coming up in a little bit. In the meantime, North Dakota, the happiest place in the USA. Why? What do you think of my answer? It's because you can better provide for your family in North Dakota than anywhere else. And that's not only in a job, in the economy, it's also in doing things with your family members. That's why I think we're number one. You agree or love disagree it. With that? Jeff in Jamestown, listening on K-Fire, is next on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, you were talking Friday about the pipeline that nobody wanted to agree with, not in my backyard syndrome.
Yes.
Well, do you understand why?
Do I understand why what? People don't want it in their backyard?
Well, I don't mind it in my backyard, but you should pay me to come across that through my backyard. You know, when you go golfing, you pay fees on the course. You go to a movie, you pay to get in. They want to pay you a $500 one-time fee to put in a pipeline across your property. I would either like some of their stock or some profit sharing, but they don't want to do that.
You know, it is interesting to delve into that topic a little bit. Maybe what we should do is invite the folks from Enbridge, because we were talking specifically about the Sandpiper pipeline, which would, by the way, the current capacity would be increased by about one-third from this one project alone in pipelines. And I believe ultimately pipelines solve a lot of the pain from the truck traffic, from the challenges that come from rail and concerns from other places. And pipelines just get prime example. On pipelines and why I'm pro pipelines. A lot of folks in Bismarck complain the price of gas is too high there. Well, there's one source of refined gasoline in Bismarck. There's two pipelines that dead end in Fargo. Guess what? Price of gas is lower in Fargo than Bismarck because there's choices in where you get it from. So pipelines solve a lot of problems. And I am pro. How they compensate landowners is a good question I don't know a lot about. Obviously, they do. Have to get right away and have to do that. But maybe what we can do to your suggestion, Jeff, is invite the folks from Enbridge on just to talk about what you're bringing up there.
Well, that's the problem with any of this stuff. That's the problem with power lines, with anything that comes across. They want to pay you one time to have it for a lifetime to make profit. We all like profit. They run this guise of, well, it's for the public good. No, it's not. Everybody pays to have that electricity. Compensate the guys you're going across as the company grows. I don't see a problem with that, but they always go against it.
Well, that's just good negotiation. I don't think that's the reason. You don't want to stop it. You just want to be fairly compensated for it. That's a different argument, you know, and it is your land. You have that right. So it's a good topic, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a hurricane force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's Best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We're back in Washington, D.C. Heritage Foundation today, U.S. Capitol tomorrow through Thursday with our special broadcast. And folks that are impacted, having their lives impacted by the EPA, I've got a great resource for you here for the rest of the program that I invite your calls, questions, or comments on. Rarely a day passes that we don't get some story about some new pain being inflicted by the Environmental Protection Agency on commerce, on a way of life in North Dakota. For farmers, it's it's dust or fertilizer or, prairie potholes or, obviously the coal industry is huge in North Dakota, and there's a flat-out assault on coal. Just last week, we had the president pounding the podium saying we needed new cafe regulations on semis and a plan to ban the sale of wood-burning stoves, for crying out loud. Nick Loris is an expert in this area here at the Heritage Foundation, an economist that focuses on energy, environmental, and regulatory issues at the Herbert and Joyce Morgan Fellowship here at the Heritage Foundation. Nick, nice to have you. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Let me turn your microphone on here. My bad. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. So the hits just keep on coming, and I see the EPA administrator is coming to North Dakota this week. Gina McCarthy will be out in North Dakota at the invite of Heidi Heitkamp. What advice would you have for North Dakotans about the visit of the EPA administrator? Is it possible to influence her?
Well, that's a tough sell. I mean, the problem with her and with the EPA largely is they've bypassed Congress, they've bypassed what the general public wants, and they're going through pursuing carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas regulations, this administrative regulatory assault that's going to drive up energy prices. It's going to adversely affect jobs, particularly manufacturing jobs. And despite all the successful energy production we've had over the past few years, the EPA and other agencies are doing a lot to squelch that.
So saying, hey, by doing this, you're going to cause me not to be able to hire people. You're going to harm the economy. None of that matters to them? Do they care?
They pretend to care, but at the same time, and they're trying to get input from the states. They want to make sure that different parts of the energy sector involved, consumers are involved, the manufacturing industry is involved. But largely, they're going to go forward with these regulations, and especially what these EPA regulations on for greenhouse gas emissions are going to do is effectively ban the construction of new coal-fired power plants, as well as prematurely retire the ones that we have on the books right now. So, I mean, they'll pretend to listen, but at the same time, because they're goal is to reduce greenhouse gas regulations, they're going to move forward with these regulations.
What can we do about it? I mean, do you weather the storm of the Obama administration? Do these companies lawyer up to slow things up? What how do you prevent against them inflicting the level of pain that they want to.
I think lawyering up is going to be a big part of the problem. You know, you've seen a bunch of state attorney generals get involved in the fight already with regard to these greenhouse gas regulations. And I think, members of Congress need to take action as well to ensure that the EPA and other federal agencies aren't regulating greenhouse gas emissions. I mean, the public and Congress chose not to pursue cap and trade for a reason, because it would have been a massive energy tax that would have been harmful to our economy for little, if any, environmental benefit. And now, because that didn't pass, you know, they're moving forward through executive fiat, and that's not the way, you know, our democracy is supposed to work.
So let's walk through a few of these, and then we'll come back to kind of just what we do about it, and any advice you'd have for folks that will interact with Gina McCarthy on Friday in Bismarck, who heads up the EPA, coming out at the invite of Senator Heitkamp. I mentioned the ag community. Obviously, juggernaut of North Dakota's economy for generations has been agriculture, long before the energy boom. And it just seems like every place you turn, I mean, down to the point of regulating dust, for crying out loud. I mean, how in the world do you regulate dust? Is this not stupid?
Yeah, exactly. And again, these regulations are going to come at huge cost to the agriculture community. And at a time when we've seen this influx of natural gas and providing cheap fertilizers that can be a boon to the agricultural community, we have the EPA and other agencies implementing these regulations, which, again, aren't going to have meaningful environmental benefit. And that's a huge part of the problem as well, is cost-benefit analysis with this dust rule, with the greenhouse gas regulations, are completely ignored.
All right, we don't have the best. We try a different mic here, I guess. Are you hearing that microphone issue, too? We'll try and, yeah. I don't know. I don't think that one's turned up, unfortunately, though. So I think we have to stick with this one. But actually, come over here, Nick. We'll just share a mic. That's what we'll do. Let me just go to the next seat. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, by the way. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're chatting today from the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C., with an economist that focuses on energy, environmental, and regulatory issues here at the Heritage Foundation, Nick Loris, today. So if you do have questions or comments, certainly welcome those as well. And by the way, we do have one update here. The North Dakota Department of Transportation and the North Dakota Highway Patrol have reopened the eastbound lane of I-94 at Richardton. The roadway temporarily closed due to a traffic incident today. So that did cause things to back up a little bit. So there's a problem there as well. So just wanted to let listeners know about that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So dust. We mentioned dust. And you mentioned the reason for it. There was a beauty last week on wood-fired stoves. And particularly, as I understand it, this is about seeing some sort of environmental harm from wood burning, which, you know, the potbelly stove goes back to Ben Franklin, right? Now all of a sudden the EPA decides that somehow burning wood is bad for the environment? Explain this to me.
It's difficult to explain, and this, again, is part of the Department of Energy as well as the EPA's way of accomplishing what they couldn't do through Congress. And now, along with wood burning stoves, we have over 50 different energy efficiency regulations on the books for different products. Basically, anything around your house is now regulated through efficiency standards by the DOE and the EPA. And again, it's dictating how consumers use their energy appropriately. It's dictating how producers make the products that they do. And this just isn't necessarily the role of the government. And it overrides the preferences that businesses and consumers alike can make on their own without any pushing or prodding from the federal government.
Now, my personal favorite is, what, are you going to have a little particulate meter next to your wood-burning stove now so you can see that the bad stuff isn't going in the environment? And probably realizing that's not practical, that you could regulate it home by home with stoves, then they ban the sale of these stoves as part of this, right?
Yeah, that's right. Just like incandescent light bulbs, you know, this is one thing after another where they're eliminating product choice from the marketplace. And it's gotten so egregious that the DOE is now actually regulating microwaves on standby mode. So it's not even the energy that microwaves are using while they're on, but actually just the light on your clock of your microwave is now regulated by the Department of Energy.
Unbelievable. Now we're going to have the kitchen police come by for Crown Law. Don in Fergus Falls for our guest here at the Heritage Foundation, Nick Loris. Go ahead, Don. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you letting me voice an opinion. I've been listening to you for years. I was pretty disappointed when you were taken off the air for a while, and I'm really glad you're back on. But I'll be quick. My question is, and especially now that you're in Washington, my question is, and I think so many of these things boil down to the fact that people don't trust what our government says or does. We hear all the talk, but we don't see any action. And I would like to know what they intend to do to restore trust in people that the government is actually doing our will. And that's my question.
Yeah, good luck with that. That's the only advice I can offer. I mean, the climate change regulations are a perfect example of this. If you look at poll after poll, you know, people are concerned about the economy and they're concerned about jobs. And when it comes to doing something about climate change, which, you know, we see time and time again that we're not headed towards any type of climate catastrophe, that they're willing to ignore the economic effects of these regulations, at the same time, they're going to have minuscule effects on global temperature change. So that's just one small example where it's just ignoring the will of the general public. It's ignoring the concerns about the economy and jobs. And North Dakota is really the poster child for what our energy economy could look like across America. That's effectively regulated by the state. We're seeing an abundance of oil and natural gas and jobs being produced out of this state, and it's done so in an environmentally sensible manner. And that's really how the system should work. Yet, you know, the federal government is ignoring that and is moving through by promulgating these regulations against the will of the American public and against the will of Congress.
Anything else, Don?
No, that's good, Scott. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you calling very much. And I tell you what I'd do, so they're at least heard, is I don't know where specifically Gina McCarthy is at or how much she's going to be interacting with folks, hopefully in the coal industry, but I'd be there. You know, I would be there and you know, I mean, be respectful, don't scream and holler, but I would say, you know, you need to know how my livelihood, for instance, if you're in the coal industry, is, you know, relates to this. And by the way, North Dakota is the cleanest air in the country with all kinds of coal-fired power plants. You know, I would assume she's going to come to North Dakota claiming to care about the air, right, and the environment. And we've got a pretty good example for her right there. But is that an inconvenient truth for you, do you think, Nick?
It is. And again, this is what happens when the states effectively regulate things. And, you know, North Dakota, again, through coal, natural gas and oil production, and they're fortunate to have a lot of their energy underneath private and state owned lands, whereas a lot of the oil and gas under federally owned lands is locked through rules and regulations. But again, you know, this is something where we've been producing coal efficiently and having a affordable, reliable source of energy. And these regulations coming down the pipeline in the next few years are going to take this energy source off the books, and it's going to be a backdoor cap-and-trade policy that acts as a massive energy tax. And we've been shielded through low natural gas prices for a while now, but when you take all of this coal offline, have to be made up in one way or another, and a lot of that's going to be through natural gas, and that's going to cause natural gas prices to increase.
Yeah, there'll be an impact without question. All right, Monty in Bismarck has a question. Monty, we're going to hang, just if you want to start your question, well, just hang on. I don't want to have you get started and then have to stop, but we'll take you first after the break here. So Monty, hang on, has a question on President Obama and the EPA. And by the way, all I know on the details of the event in Bismarck is that it'll be open to the media. I'm not sure if it's open to the public or not, but it is on Friday. And it will be in the Bismarck area, and it's specifically for discussions about the future of coal and utilities with the EPA head. She's the administrator, Gina McCarthy. And we're going to be talking about the renewable fuel standard in addition to the future of coal and utilities as well. So, and mind you, their 11th city listening tour, you remember, the EPA did on some of their new rules, did not include North Dakota, despite all the coal production. Anyway, more coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Scott, what that caller was referring to, Obama telling us he's got F-10 and a phone, his dictatorial powers. Thanks.
Ah, I got it. Sure. Yeah, pen and a phone. That's the line of, I'll just do whatever I want to do. Which they are doing on the environmental things as well. We're chatting with Nick Loris of the Heritage Foundation today about the assault on common sense and the way of life for many North Dakotans in the economy. And that was the case with these truck standards, right? They couldn't get it through Congress, so I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I don't think anyone knows fuel efficiency more than the heavy-duty truck industry. I mean, this is an industry that plans their route to the tenth of a mile so they can save every cent on gas prices. And the fact that the federal government has the hubris to tell this industry they know how to save themselves money is absolutely and utterly ridiculous.
Is that in your view about bolstering up the big monster truck companies, the union-led companies, and putting a thumb on the small guy?
I think it's partly that, and I think it's a message that they still want to regulate greenhouse gas emissions using every possible avenue. So it's a combination of both of those things.
Even if they gave them their way on everything they want to do on greenhouse gases, are you going to improve the environment at all?
No, I mean, we could stop emitting carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas emissions today, virtually cut it all off, and you're talking about reducing global temperatures by a few tenths of a degree Celsius by the end of the century. So,
meanwhile, just taking a humongous dent in the economy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the phasing out of coal, the regulation of all of our vehicles and all of our appliances, you know, it's only going to increase sticker prices and drive out jobs.
So you get all the pain and none of the gain. It's just stupid. Monty Bismarck, question for our guest from the Heritage Foundation today. Go ahead, Monty.
Thanks for taking my call. I've been in countries with dictators, so I've seen them in operation and how they do things, and I see the same thing happening here. My question would be, what's to stop him from writing an executive order that's making president for life? Why did his regime buy all those rounds of ammunition and hollow points? What do they need them for in agencies that have never had guns or that? I see a disturbing trend, and I don't see any American willing to step up to the plate like in the Ukraine and in Venezuela to fight for their freedoms. And I just see us railroaded and stomped on.
Yeah, I mean, my frustration is, because I hear it in voices like that of Monty and others, that people just say, "You kidding me?" I mean, we spent time last week on the stoves, and they're like, I mean, come on, especially rural areas, wood-fired stoves are a big deal, and you got an agency saying we're going to ban the sale of them. You just say, come on, this can't be happening in America. What do people do about it, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, they have to talk to their legislators, they have to get involved, and at the same time, they have to let it be known that these things are impacting their lives on a personal level to a point where it's making them worse off, and it continues to make them worse off by increasing their energy prices, by taking their choices away.
Is Congress the route? I mean, is that where we should direct our ire so that they can stop this?
I think Congress has to be a big part of it because, if Congress doesn't step in, the administration is going to use the rest of their time in office to continue on a regulatory path that disregards what the consumers want and what Congress wants.
Myron in Washburn up there in coal country. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'm only a few miles from the coal.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the power plant, I'm just 10 miles from that, I believe, something like that.
And the air's pretty clean there in Washburn, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's clean, big, beautiful blue sky. Yeah.
Exactly.
But the natural gas has went from $2 last year to $6.17 this year. And I don't understand why it keeps on going up.
Well,
especially
part of
all the natural gas we got here in North Dakota.
That's right. Part of the problem is with the increased demand. You had a lot of chemical companies coming here, so there's more demand that is outpacing supply. And that's a good thing because it's going to incentivize more production. And we've had places in the United States and I believe in North Dakota as well that have stopped drilling for dry gas because the price was so cheap. So having the price go up will only incentivize new production. And I think you'll see those prices come back down because we have this huge glut of natural gas, in the Bakken and elsewhere in the United States.
And Myron, we also don't have the infrastructure in place right now to capture it so that you can use it as a consumer, even though you could, drive not too far up 83 and west on 2 and find a lot of it being flared. But all that's being put in place at least.
Yeah, that flaring, they say there's enough flaring going on that it's got enough gas burnt in the air that they could heat the whole North Dakota at no cost. That's how much they burn that way. Now, their second question is, do they refine this natural gas before, or do they come straight out of the ground and that's what we burn?
I believe it comes straight out of the ground, and that's what we burn. There's some refinement treatment for both the crude and for some natural gas, but mostly it's right out of the ground.
And there's a lot of byproducts, the butane and propane, and a lot of the things that are processed out.
That's right.
And there are processing plants being built right now and gathering systems being built, so we're catching up with all that. Appreciate the call, Myron. Only about a half a minute left, Nick. But again. obviously, we need to weather the storm of the Obama administration, basically. And will damage last beyond the Obama administration and these policies? Do you have to undo them after they're put in place?
Yeah, and that's part of the problem is these regulations are going to come into effect as the president is on his way out the door. So we're going to see the pain in later years as these coal plants are taken offline and as we're prevented from building new coal-fired power plants. So, yeah, it's a lasting economic struggle that's going to continue on for decades.
One fix for this is states' rights. In the 10th Amendment, isn't it?
That's big time.
Because a lot of this regulation ought to happen at the local level anyway. North Dakota is a prime example of that. Look what we do in oil and gas development. Do it pretty well right here. Nick, thanks for the update.
Thanks for having me.
Fascinating discussion. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. What a fun day today with lots of great guests. And we'll do it all over again tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. Tomorrow up at the U.S. Capitol with What's on Your Mind live from Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.